1 FM KMZA.
In between games now as we get you ready for Centralia Donovan West on the boys' side after the Donovan West girls fell to Centralia 60-52, a fun one. Or beg your pardon, sorry, 10 points off, 50-42, a fun one that resulted in a Centralia victory. They are on to the next round, and they will be taking on Valley Heights tomorrow at 4:30. As for the boys' side, well, that other game in the other gym is near halftime already. And it is all Hanover, the number 2 seed on the boys' side, taking care of business against Valley Heights, the 10 seed. They upset Lynn 50-45. And here in this one, we had an upset as well, with Donovan West upsetting Washington County yesterday 46-33, after Donovan West had already lost to Washington County by 13 at home. It's kind of an upset in that regard. And we got a good one coming up here between two teams that are hoping to get back to the semifinal round of the TVL tournament. Let's step aside for a few minutes. We'll come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Friends and neighbors, live easier through many financial services provided by the Bendina State Bank. They're your community-minded local bank, delivered to hard work for their friends and neighbors. Financial services provided include checking and savings accounts and loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Depend on your friends at the Bendina State Bank to help secure your future. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Calling all ranchers and livestock owners. Safeguard your herd with livestock risk protection insurance. Protect your investment against market volatility and unexpected losses. Whether you raise cattle or pigs, ensure your livelihood with coverage tailored to your needs. Don't leave your profits to chance. Secure your future in the barn and the market. Livestock risk protection, because your animals and your bottom line deserve the best defense. Call SBS Insurance now to fence in your financial security.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Are you looking to build a garage, farm shop, or building to get your equipment out of the weather? Contact B&D Buildings in Axtell for competitive pricing and proven workmanship. They build post-frame or stud-frame buildings and can include your concrete work as well. To see some great pictures of their buildings, go to Facebook at B&D Buildings, or you can call Brad at 785-294-0147. That's B&D Buildings in Axtell, your local source for quality construction of your post and stud frame buildings.
KMZA.
Set the stage for the Donovan West Centralia boys game, TVL quarterfinal. Last meeting in the TVL tournament between these two teams was the 2018 semifinal matchup, in which Donovan West not only won that game, but they won it all. They won that game 60-49 with Devin Taylor making 25 points for the Fangs. It ended up being Hanover in the finals 63-54. These two teams actually meet again on January 23rd, which is both of their teams' first games after the tournament concludes. So they'll be a sight for sore eyes. So both these two teams see each other again right after the break ends. So for Centralia, they have won four games in a row since starting the season 1-2, averaging 49 points per game in the first three games, averaging 56 points in their winning streak. Like the girls' team, they also haven't played since January 5th. Coming into today, they've only played one game since December the 20th, which is a 29-game stretch. Centralia, again, like the girls, looking for their second TBL title in the last 3 years. As for Donovan West, they're 0-5 in league play, 2-7 overall. Their wins coming yesterday against Washington County and at ACCHS. The team has been really struggling in the NEKL. Three losses coming by single digits, though, against Riverside, a pretty solid team, a 6-2 Valley Falls team on the road, and versus Frankfurt as well. We're going to take another break for 2 minutes, and we'll come back with tip-off here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
KMZA.
Here are your starters for today's game. First for Centralia. Number 2, a 5'11 freshman, Quentin Aldifer. Number 3, a 5'9 senior, Maverick Becker. Number 4, a 6'3 junior, Duke Timmel. Number 23, a 6-foot senior, Paxton Bowers. And number 10, a 6'2 senior, Priest Tanking. And as for Donovan West, their starters go like this. Number 1, a junior, Cooper Eberle. Number 3, a sophomore, Colter Peterson. Number 4, a junior, Kelby Windmeyer. Number 10, a sophomore, Mike Laubers. And number 11, a junior, Hudson Penny. Centralia wins the tip. We're underway. Bowers goes coast to coast after the tip. Shot no good. Rebound for Penny of Donovan West. Up the far side, maybe that near side, is Peterson. Dribbles it off his own foot. Picks it back up from the short corner. And his pass, intended for Eberle, is stolen away by Duke Timmel. Fast-paced action here early on. Looking for a wraparound pass is Aldifer. They'll put it on the 4-1 pull up from 15. No good. It's boxed out by Hudson Penny, and he gets the foul called against Duke Timmel. Tried to go up and over the back of Hudson Penny. First foul of the game. And Centralia is going to go a full court man-to-man here. Skies as a press. Inbound goes to Penny. Sending him all the way is Aldifer. Penny trying to shake him, gives it up to Eberle, far side wing. Gets the screen, going to the middle. A pick and roll for Albers. He'll kick it out, though. Open at the top of the key was Kelby Windmeyer. Pick and roll and pass deflected. Picked up by Aldifer. Nice deflection by Reese Tanking. He'll shoot a three here on the near side corner. That's no good. Tipped by Timmel out of bounds, and he'll go to Donovan West. Scoreless with 52 seconds into this game. Dr. West again having to deal with the full court man-to-man. Trying to get somebody open. They'll get it. Penny is off his foot. And it was last touched by Hudson Penny. So they forced a turnover on the full court press. Tanking the inbound. We go to the top of the key with Maverick Becker, his first touch of the game. He calls up the play. Audifer looks on. He'll give it up to Timmel. Just to the right of the top of the key to the near side, the far side corner for Becker. Driving middle. Tanking. High pass for Timmel. Wrap around. Becker cuts in the paint. Shot no good, though. Left short. Rebound Penny. Behind the back dribble. He brings it up. Nice crossover dribble. Trying to shake Becker. Gives it to Peterson. Top of the key catch for Everly. Everly makes his move. Doesn't travel. It's a tough shot on the run. On a step through. No good. Now the rebound is Centralia. Becker from the top of the key. Pass to the far side for Bowers. And I'll slow it up with Becker. They'll run the play. 6:10 to go, opening quarter. We are still scoreless. First game for Centralia since January 5th. Pull-up jumper, no good. Off the dribble. Maldifer offensive rebound tanking. His shot is off the top of the backboard. And it'll go to Donovan West. Now head coach Derek Shelton is going to call the play here. Everly to inbound. Peterson trying to get Penny free on a screen. They switch and almost went out of bounds on the pass. And Penny gets it. Brings it up against Audifer. And Audifer poked it free. Goes out of bounds underneath the basket. And it'll stay with the Mustangs. 15 points a game for Paxton Bowers. 14 for Reese Tanking. Two leading scorers for Centralia. For Donovan West, they don't have anybody averaging more than 9 points a game. Everly averages 8.8. Colter Peterson averages 8 on the nose. Hudson Penny 7.2. And Dustin Beach off the bench 7.1. Peterson bumps into Paxton Bowers, pokes the ball free. Nothing is called, though. He wants the call, not going to get it. It is head coach Derek Shelton and Bowers with the runaway layup. First points of the game goes to Paxton Bowers of Centralia. Penny dribbles it off his own foot in the backcourt. He'll pick it up and bring it across. Defended by Becker. Dwayne forces him to go to his right, trying to get a double team. It works to perfection. They steal it away. The right side, nice tip out from behind by Toby Whitmire. Doesn't allow the layup. Centralia gets the ball, and Coach Shelton's still not happy about that last call. 5:13 to go, first quarter. Lobbing the inbound to the far side wing for Maverick Becker. Top of the key catch, trying to get it hanging open on a screen. He'll pass to the near side corner for Audifer. He drives. The freshman jump stops, pulls up, fades away. Short rebound. Timmel, head put back is short as well. Rebound. Michael Albers. Full court pass up ahead to Peterson near side. Albers. Terrific rebounder. And fine for Whitmire inside. He banks it home. Whitmire averages just a shade under 6 points per game, and we are tied 2-2. Far side corner, Audifer. Three staking. Thought about the straightaway three instead. He keeps it. Nice pass down low for Duke Timmel, and he's rejected by Albers. And a whistle and a foul go up for two. Michael Albers is a fantastic interior defender. He averages 4 blocks a game. No height listed. My guess is probably about maybe 6'4", 6'5". Free throw's coming up for Duke Timmel. Him and Timmel about the same height here. First free throw on its way. That one's too strong. First free throw attempt of the game for either team. And Dustin Beach will check in. Donovan West goes 6 deep. 4:32 to go, opening quarter. 2-2 our score. Second free throw is up. That one also no good. Rebound Cooper Everly. Panthers come up empty. Everly across half court. Crossover dribble. Defended by Bowers. Give it to Beach. At the corner. Far side. Penny drives baseline around Becker. Kick near side corner for Everly. Ball over his head. Pass fake. Dribbles towards the middle. Now goes baseline. Nice move. But he gets past the defender. Misses the layup though. It's just too strong off the backboard. Rebound packs to Bowers of Centralia. Go coast to coast, dribbling it off of the foot of Peterson. Kick into the corner as Centralia maintains possession. Three ball, no good, near side corner. Offensive rebound, though, after the Alder miss. Bauer spins to the outside after going middle initially, and he's fouled, and he'll go up and shoot two. That foul goes against Colter Peterson. You got to really be careful with their foul trouble. As mentioned, they usually only go six deep if they can help it. First free throw is good. That breaks our 2-2 tie. First substitution of the game for Centralia. They bring in Brett Heidemann into the game. Second try too strong. A long rebound out to Colter Peterson. Brett Heidemann, by the way, 6'3 senior for Centralia. That's the far side wing for Colter Peterson. Yet to score so far today. Cutting in the paint is Dustin Beach, and he is fouled on the floor. Caught it at the free throw line. And that one will go against Reese Tanking, his first, team second. Jonathan West hoping for their first lead of the game here. Inbound is a lob to Beach. To the right of the top of the key, dribbles towards the wing, now goes middle. In the lane, shot over a defender, no good. Offensive rebound, put back is good for Michael Albers. Rode the right part of the rim and trickled home. It's 4-3, Donovan West, their first lead of the game. 3:26 to go, first quarter. Bowers gives it to the far side wing to Aldifer. Heidemann battling with Albers down low. Becker slows it up, past the near side wing to Bowers. He's loosely defended by Peterson, gets a screen to get him open for a three. Shot on the way, good! Just to the left of the top of the key, four packs to Bowers. He has all six of the team's points. The timeout is called by Derek Shelton of Donovan West. And we will take a break for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
KMZA.
Jake and Bob is dropping on by to say their highs. It's 6-4 early on in this one. Centralia leading Donovan West. And Donovan West had a brief lead, but a 3-point make from Paxton Bowers gave them the lead right back. And Bowers has all six of the Panthers' points here early. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Peterson gets around a defender, but he throws it away, tanking. Breakaway layup, right-handed. Good. Reese Tanking on the board for the first time tonight, and it's 8-4, Centralia. Going a 5-0 run for the Panthers. High post catch. Penny kicks it out to Eberle, almost threw it away. He holds on to it. Another high post catch for Penny. One dribble, gets past the defender. Nice move, but scoop shot doesn't go. Rebound Heidemann. Outlet to Tanking, up ahead to Becker. He drives from baseline. Pro hop and a whistle. Foul on who? And it'll be an offensive foul. Good job by Dustin Beach to set that one. Maverick Becker made a big jump, but he didn't move far enough horizontally. It's more of just jumping straight through Dustin Beach. So it'll be Becker's first, team's third. 2:27 to go, 5-0 run, Centralia makes it 8-4. A 2-3 zone coming all the way at half court. High post catch in a backdoor cut. Windmeyer throws it away, looking for Albers down low. Up ahead to Becker, nice feed inside to Heidemann. He's swatted out of there by Albers, first second block of the game. Averaging 4 a game. Incredible interior defender for Donovan West. 3-ball, far side wing for Peterson is good. Much needed basket for Colter Peterson. Back to a 1-point lead for Centralia. It's 8-7. 1:50 to go, first quarter. Near side corner catch for Tyler Jones, who checked into the ball game at the last stoppage of play. Becker, pass far side wing, Bowers. Dribbles towards the basket, crossover dribble to the far side, handoff back for Becker. Makes his move. He'll kick it out. Jones, right side. Hands it back, Bowers. The defense down to the left, closed out. Three ball for Becker, left open, short. Rebound Jones. Another chance for Centralia. Three ball on the way for Tinking. It's good. Reese Tinking knocks down the three. It was good. A good closeout by Donovan West. He just drains it. It's 11-7. The second three-pointer make for Centralia here in this first quarter. Sowers had one earlier. And that pass thrown away by Tinking. One-on-one. Nice bounce pass is coming around. Wrap around Bowers right back. Unselfish play. And a layup from Tinking. So it's Tinking to Bowers, back to Tinking. Beautiful transition basket, makes it 13-7. Centralia, their largest lead of the game. One-handed pass to the near side corner, wrap around. That is tipped, loose, and out of bounds. Trying to go to Windmeyer down low. Good defense by Reese Tinking to force a turnover. 10-3 run for Centralia. After Donovan West had a 4-3 lead, 44.7 seconds left here in this first quarter. Panthers with the basketball after forcing the turnover. Out of for running the points from the top of the key, defended by Eberle. Screen to get, taking open for three. That misses everything. Too strong. Rebound Eberle. 30 seconds left for the Mustang. Looking to push. Eberle now retreats. He'll go to his left. I'll try to drive again. That one's blocked out of there by Reese Tinking. He'll get the rebound. Jones, 15 seconds left. He'll keep it himself. Into the corner. Bowers, far side. Defended by Peterson. And whistle and a region foul against Jonathan West with 9.6 seconds left. And that is the second personal foul for Colter Peterson. That is huge. And that forces Hudson Penny to come off the bench to come in. Chance for the Panthers to extend their lead in this final 10 seconds of the quarter. Inbound to the corner. Tanking drives middle from the corner. Pulls up 8-footer. No good straight away. Tips and gets his own rebound. 5 seconds. Aldefro will try a three with 2 seconds left. They'll get off the right side. Tips into the hands of Alber. And a foul is called before the buzzer against Tyler Jones. So that will count. And the quarter comes to a close. 13-7, our score after 8 minutes of action. Set aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
So Donovan West had a 4-3 lead at the beginning of the game, but then that was followed by a 10-3 Centralia run. And it gives them a 13-7 lead after the first quarter. Reese Tanking scoring 7 points. Paxton Bowers getting the other six. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Farmers State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College for making today's broadcast possible. Thanks to all of our sponsors as well. Two personal fouls for Colter Peterson. He is leading scorer for Donovan West at the moment. Kelly Windmeyer with a pair, and same with Michael Albers. Winner of this game will most likely be taking on Hanover. That game over there in the other gym is already in the second half because the girls' game between these two teams took a long time to finish. So here we go with the second quarter of this one. And waiting on something, now looks like we're ready to go. Centralia will have it to start the quarter. Trying to expand on their 10-3 run. Aldefer has it top of the key, pass near side wing for Bowers. Now for Tanking, far side for Becker. Little short the basket, right side drive, jump stop, shut up, too strong off the backboard, rebound, Kelby Windmeyer of Donovan West. Tried that pro hop earlier in the first quarter and got an offensive foul called against him. This time he misses the shot. Three ball for Cooper Eberle, that one too strong for his leading score for Donovan West. Offensive rebound for Michael Albers, shot on the run is good. Little floater from Cooper Eberle, his first basket of the game. They need to get him going if they want to get back in this ballgame. It's now 13-9. Here's that wing catch for Bowers. Top of the key, three on the way. Tanking, no good. A long rebound for Justin B. Trying to push is Coach Shelton. Windmeyer drives, left side, shot the glass. It's good. Both him and Bowers go to the floor as Bowers set the charge. Something called, though, with 13-11. 4-0 run to start for Donovan West. Kick it to the near side corner. Pass fake, Autofer drives baseline. So off of the shin of Albers. Out of bounds, they'll stay with the Panthers. 1 minute exactly gone in the second quarter. Taking the inbounder. We'll get it in to Timmel. Kick it out. Out of her, down near side corner for tanking. Top the key catch, Becker. Calls out the play call. On to Bowers, far side wing. Defended loosely by Hudson Penny. Dribbles middle. Jump stop. Left-handed layup. Short. Rebound, Timmel. Hits with back. Swatted out of there by Albers. First stop block of the game. And Hudson Penny is fouled going the other way. Michael Albers again. His third block of this first half. That foul was picked up by Reese Tanking, and that is his second. Chance for Donovan West to tie or take the lead here. They trail 13-11. They're going to extend that 3-2 zone. Nice pass down low inside for Albers. He goes up. A couple defenders around him. Shot no good. Tipped up in the air by Timmel. Touched by Veach. Loose on the floor. Picked up by Albers. Kick it out to Eberle. Another chance for D. West. Again, extending that 2-3 zone. Eberle, cross-court pass near side corner. Touch pass by Veach. Skipping it around, Eberle into the hands of Hudson Penny. High post catch, making his moves, Windmeyer, and he's whistled and he's fouled from behind. Oh, they're going to call that an and one. Wow, I don't know about that call. And Nick Evans is bewildered, and I don't blame him one bit. That was a very gracious and one, and head coach Derek Shelton knows it. And that foul goes to Duke Timmel, and we are tied. Wow. So Windmeyer now with four, and that makes it five as he makes the free throw. B. West come out of the break with a 7-0 run. Shut off the glass, no good on a mid-range jumper. Loose on the floor, picked up by Becker, but then he lost it. Out of bounds, back to Donovan West, and here come the Mustangs. 2 minutes into this second quarter. The 11 seed leading the 3 seed by one. And now the full court man-to-man back on for Centralia. I really need some help, and a timeout called by Coach Shelton just in the nick of time. We'll take it with him. 30-second break, 14-13 down at the West here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
92.1 FM KMZA.
14-13. Donovan West back in front. Their second lead of the day. Their first one was 4-3, which is then preceded by a 10-3 Centralia run. It's been a game of runs so far. Donovan West with the ball. Veach on the inbound. Behind the back dribble. Cross half court. Back to the middle. Far side corner, Albers with the catch. Now the wing to Hudson Payne. He's trying to spread out that Centralia extended defense, which now falls into a man-to-man. They played an extended 2-3 trap. Eberle gets past Bowers. Jumper no good from 15. Off the right side of the backboard, rebound Bowers. Looks to lead the charge. Behind the back dribble, or behind the back, a pass, excuse me, into the corner. Kick to Autofer. Far side wing, no good from 3. And they're going to say Donovan West basketball as it goes out of bounds. Timmel and Albers fighting for it. And the sophomore big wins the battle for D. West. Once again, Mustangs face against the pressure of Centralia in the full court, man-to-man. They get across half court with Penny. He'll keep it coast-to-coast. Bounce pass, far side. Windmeyer off the glass. It's too strong. Rebound for Reese Taken. That was a good look. Windmeyer just missed the bunny. Here comes Bowers, near side. Same as last possession. He'll give it up to the near side corner to Becker. Right back to Bowers from the wing. Tanking, now far side wing for Altifer. Timmel working the interior. 5 minutes to go, second quarter. 14-13, Donovan West. Three balls taken by Bowers. That one's short. Rebound, Cooper Eberle. Looking to push, but he doesn't have anything, so he's going to hold on to it. Eberle gives up his dribble. In trouble. Pass to Veach, far side wing. He'll dribble to the middle and slow it down. Hand off. Colter Peterson, by the way, on the bench for Donovan West. Now a foul by Maverick Becker as Hudson Penny trying to shake him. Peterson on the bench with two personal fouls. That is big because he is their second leading scorer on the season, averaging 8 points a game. And for Becker, that is his second personal foul. Him and Tim will both. The 2,000 apiece, they are both in the ballgame. 4:37 to go, second quarter. Almost a backcourt violation on the inbound by Hudson Penny, but he stays in the front court. Backdoor cut by Eberle, head fake in the short corner, gives up his dribble, but he gets it back after Bowers poked it free onto the hardwood. Nice backdoor cut. Veach had it stripped out of bounds. Nice hands by Maverick Becker to poke that one free, but it was a fantastic backdoor cut by Dustin Veach, their sixth man. A sophomore guard. He is the only person that gets any playing time off the bench for Donovan West. He's here the inbound as Hudson Penny fumbles it out of bounds on the inbound, and it'll go to Centralia. When you're the 11 seed, trying to upset a 3 seed, every single possession comes at a premium. You cannot fumble away possessions like that if you're Donovan West at any cost. First time win catch for Reese Sanking. 4:14 to go here in the second quarter. A recent movement in the score. Nice backdoor cut. Becker wide open down low and laid up and in. Nice find by Quentin Autofer. And Matt Becker with his first basket of the ball game. And Centralia back in front, 15-14. Here's how win catch. Eberle looking for somebody to get open as he gave up his dribble. Out to Windmeyer, and Becker poked it free. Diving on the floor is Windmeyer. And it's loose. It's going to be a jump ball between him and Reese Pinky, who also dove on the floor for it, but didn't have a piece of it until the very end. Love the hustle from both teams here. They both want this one really bad. You can just tell. 3:45 to go here in the second quarter. Feels like it's in the fourth quarter at the moment, with every single possession being so valuable. Trillia trying to extend their lead. Largest lead of the game was 13-7 at the end of the first quarter. Bowers gets all the way to the basket and lays it up and in. Got past his man, and Bowers with his first basket in the second quarter. 8 points for him. It's 17-14. That's the far side short corner. Handled by Albers. Hand off. Penny drives. Baseline. Lays it up and in. Nice response. Hudson Penny with his first basket of the game. He was big time yesterday against Washington County at 13. Driving baseline. Bowers wraparound pass out of her. Out to Becker for three. That one rattles out. No good. Tips. Loose, picked up by Albers and Donovan West. They want to push. Eberle, football pass up ahead. Is tipped out of bounds by Becker. And Coach Shelton saying if we want to be able to get some easy baskets, that's only easy baskets they're going to get are in transition. There's not going to be any easy baskets in the half-court offense against this really good Centralia defense. 3:08 to go, second quarter, 17-16 Centralia. Inbound goes in the backcourt as Colter Peterson has checked into the ballgame. He's defended by Tanking. He'll drive right side. He pushed off a little bit to get some space. His shot of no good. Loose. He saves it, but it goes to Reese Tanking of Centralia. They're looking to push. Near side corner. Altifer drives baseline. Bounce pass. High post. Kick. Top of the key. Drive left side. Bowers. Shut up. Is no good, but he's fouled. And he'll shoot two. Henry Heidemann also failed to mention he checked into the game. He had a quick catch and pass in that possession. Now the second personal foul picked up by Michael Albers. That was big. He's the only real true big that Donovan West has on their entire roster. At least of their six-man rotation, I should say. As the first free throw is good. Tyler Jones checking in for the first time this quarter. In for Matt Becker. Albers trying to go 2 for 2 here. Second free throw up, and it is good. He's got 10 points. Press break on for D-West. Centralia brings the pressure, bounce pass into Peterson. 19-16 Centralia. Peterson needs some help. He's double-teamed. This is more of a zone press now. They get across half court with Eberle. Lob down low, nice look for Albers. He gets swatted by both Tanking and Heidemann, and he is fouled to shoot two free throws. They'll get Heidemann with the foul, which I think if you're Centralia, you're okay with that. Not a great free throw shooter is Michael Albers. First free throw is off the left side, no good. Way off the mark in the backboard. And one more coming up for Albers. He averages 4 points, 6 rebounds, and 4 blocks a game. He got 3 blocks already. Second one on its way. That one is also no good. Rebound Tyler Jones of Centralia. Tanking with it. He brings it up. Cross half court. Jones the give. Top of the key. Now far side with Bowers. Heidemann working the interior. Drive right side. Enough back. Bowers, three. Hit in his face. Cuts a penny. No good. Loose. Picked up by Tyler Jones. Another opportunity for Centralia. He gets bumped up and called. Kick it out to Bowers. Swing it around to tanking near side wing. Pass fake baseline. Nobody there. He'll drive right side. Kick. Corner. Jab step. Shot out of first three. No good. Hit by Heidemann and he'll get it in his hand. And thought about the three. Step back. He's still giving up to Paxton Bowers. And Coach Evans calls out the play with 2 minutes left to go here in the half. 19-16 Centralia. Starting to get a two-possession lead for the first time since the beginning of the second quarter. Kick near side. Heidemann's got an open three. Not going to contest. Shot is too strong. A rebound nicely done by Kelby Whitmire. Getting it away from Tyler Jones. Chance to tie now for Jonathan West. Far side corner. Penny drives baseline. Dish off to Albers. Pulls up jumper. No good. 6 feet. Rebound. Tanking. And he's hit by Hudson Penny. And the foul is called. 15 foul. On the game. Not for this quarter. I should correct myself. Just the first personal against Penny. Beach checks back into the game. In for Colter Peterson. Want to make sure that he has 2 personal fouls going into half. That's 3. 1:34 now left to go. Another opportunity for Centralia to get a two-possession lead back. Powers brings it up the near side. It'll be met by Hudson Penny at the top of the key. He stops just inside the three-point line, gives it up. Heidemann, near side Becker, now to the corner for tanking. Skip past Jones, now to the corner far side for Bowers. Dribbles once, gives up his dribble. Looking inside, can't find anything, so gives it to Jones, far side wing with 1:10 to go. Right back to Bowers. Good defense from D.U.S. so far in this possession. Lob near side corner. Jones. Lengthy cushion from Kelly Windmeyer. Enter pass. Heidemann and he's fouled. He's pushed in the back. Is that against Windmeyer or Albers? Is that, if it's against Albers, that's his third. And it is against Albers. That is his third personal foul. Didn't have his hands up. He had one hand up and his other across his body, kind of pushing him a little bit. With 58.7 seconds left in the second quarter, he'll exit, and in for the first time. They'll go outside the rotation as Max Wagoner will check in. He is a freshman. One of just 3 freshmen on the roster. 58 seconds left for Centralia. Leading by 3, 19-16. Bowers. Switches. Gets around a defender. Lays it up and in. Miscommunication on the switch. Bowers with an easy scoop shot. He's got 12. 6 in each quarter. 21-16. Drive left side getting bumped as Beach. Nothing called. Shot up no good. A lot of contact. Now whistle and a foul going the other way against Cooper Eberle. It was on the rebound. Not a smart foul that time by Eberle. Both teams will be in the double bonus with 14 fouls apiece. 37.6 seconds left. And now, after a brief break, Quentin Aldifer will check in for Brett Heidemann. Largest lead of the game for Centralia was 6. Can make it 7 or more with this possession here. They lead 21-16 with third now 30 seconds left. Bowers dribbles to his left. Coming from the far side to the near. 20 seconds left. Drives left side. Bowers underneath the basket. Needs some help. Shot good. Lays it up and in. Just backing down his defender. And with patience, it pays off. 10 seconds left. 23-16. Penny with 6 seconds. Crossover dribble. Spins to the inside, stops, 2 seconds, shut up, that's short, and rebound tanking, and that is how the half comes to a close. 23-16, after a good start to the quarter for Jonathan West, Australia comes surging back, and they lead it by 7 at the break. You're listening to the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmo's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with their Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wix filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wix Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wix filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SBS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SBS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega. TBL Boys quarterfinal. Our score, Centralia 23, Donovan West 16. Now, writing down how this one has transpired, Donovan West started the game with a small 4-3 lead, but then it was followed by a 10-3 Centralia run, giving them a 13-7 lead in the first quarter. Tanking had 7 points in that first frame. Bowers had 6. Donovan West, they came out with a 7-0 run of their own to start the second quarter. And just like the first quarter, their one-point lead didn't last as the Panthers put together a 10-2 run to end the quarter, making it 23-16 here at halftime. Paxton Bowers, 14 points at the half, 8 more in the second quarter. He is a perfect 3-for-3 from the free throw line as well. 7 points for Tanking and 2 for Matt Becker. As for Donovan West, 5 points for Kelby Windmeyer, a questionable and one call, but he took advantage. 3 points for Colter Peterson and 2 points apiece for Cooper Eberle. Michael Albers and Hudson Penny. But boy, this was the game of runs. I mean, you talk about basketball being the game of runs. Unlike the girls' game, which was back and forth most of the way, this was just major runs from both teams going both ways. Well, I guess the beginning of the game was really a run to start the game, but a big run by Centralia to put them up big at the, not big, but put him up 13-7 at the end of the quarter. 7 a run by D. West to take the lead back, and then a 10-2 run for Centralia to end the first half. It's kind of how things have followed here in this first half. Looking at the score for the other game going on at Valley Heights and Hanover. 2:46 left in that game. Oh, Valley Heights getting back in it. 47-39 is the score. So Valley Heights with a bit of a run. Oh, actually, it got as close as 5 there for a little bit. It was 40-35. It was a 6-0 run by Valley Heights. Narrowed the gap. But still a little bit of work left to do for Drew Honus' group. And we'll see how that one unfolds, because the winner of our game will take on the winner of that game in the semifinal round. That game will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow. That'll be our nightcapper. So our coverage for tomorrow, we'll go ahead and I'll go and talk about it now. We'll start off with our game at 3 o'clock between Clifton Clyde Boys and Axtell. Then following that, the Valley Heights Girls and Centralia Girls. And then finish with the semifinal and the boys between the winner of the two games going on at the moment. So be sure to stay tuned for all those games going on. And a big thanks to our sponsors of today's broadcast, First National Bank of Frankfort, B&D Buildings, Blue Valley Technologies, BB Brothers Contractor, Cook & Company, Hilltop Creations, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmer's Repair and Supply. You're listening to The Halftime Show, brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Once again, your halftime score, Centralia leads Donovan West, 23-16, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is your future secure? The Bank of Highland is your community-minded bank that accepts the responsibility of helping neighbors and friends live easier through insecure financial times, providing loans for home, auto, and agriculture, as well as standard checking and savings accounts. You can depend on your friends at the Bank of Highland to help secure your financial future. The Bank of Highland, branch of Bendina State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, making life better right here at home.
Build that machine shed, shop, or garage you've always wanted with the help of B&D Buildings in Axtell. They specialize in the construction of either post-framed or stud-framed buildings, and you can depend on their experience and workmanship to get your building completed. B&D Buildings are a family of owned companies in Axtell, striving for 100% customer satisfaction every time. See pictures of their many completed buildings on their Facebook page at B&D Buildings, or call Brad at 785-294-0147 for a free estimate. That's 785-294-0147.
Farmers know the benefits of preventative maintenance on equipment, and Northwest Health Services of Mountain City, Missouri encourages you to use the same philosophy on your health. Pay now for a checkup or pay later for a trip to the ER. They've spent over 30 years providing affordable health and dental care for all people regardless of insurance. The medical clinic is open weekdays from 8 to 5, and the dental clinic is open Monday through Thursday, 7 to 5:30. Call Northwest Health Services of Mountain City at 660-442-5464.
Wait, Santa is done, my friends. After Santa's hard work comes the new Wi-Fi hungry connected gadgets. Make sure your router is capable and ready. Let Blue Valley help you kick off the new year on the right foot and upgrade your Wi-Fi experience. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies. For more details, visit bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Well, Vern, the tractor's in the shed for the season.
Yep, we're all done till spring.
Well, what do you say we start thinking about redoing the kitchen?
Oh, Pat.
Don't old Pat me. You said that once we were finished, we can get started.
Okay, how do we get started?
Well, we just need to call Hilltop Creations. They'll come over and get everything measured and give us ideas.
They come to the house?
Yes, they'll come over, take measurements, bring samples of countertops and wood colors, show us what's available in our budget, and give us a quote.
Okay, what's the number?
336-3142.
KMZA.
23-16, our score at the half. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online, highlandcc.edu. In a game of runs here so far today. However, a 10-2 run for Centralia at the end of the half has been the difference. Donovan West coming out strong to begin the second quarter, a 7-0 run of their own. But they would only have a 1-point lead for a few seconds. Centralia got it right back, started to run away with it. Everly, Peterson, Veach, Windmeyer, and Penny. In for D. West, Obi Timmel, Audifer, Bowers, Tinking, and Becker in for Centralia. D. West ball to start. And we're underway with half number two. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, M&R Auto Parts, Farmer State Bank of Onega, and Highland Community College, making today's broadcast possible. Bounce pass near side corner, Everly, kick it out to Peterson. High post catch for Woodmeyer, kick it out far side three, Hudson Penny, good! Nice start for Donovan West. Hudson Penny had three threes yesterday at 13 points. in that one over Washington County. He gets one here. It's 23-19. Short corner catchbacker. Pickens trying to respond for a three. That's short. And rebound by Penny. Up ahead is pass thrown away by Tank. Came out of nowhere. Everly was wide open. Pass deflected by Becker, rather from Becker by Peterson. Finds the hands of Timmel, lays it up and in. Tough shot by Timmel. Up and over Kelby Windmeyer. Timmel with his first points of the day. It's 25-19. Peterson makes his move, dribbles to the far side wing. It's a Becker, and Bowers takes it away from Everly. He'll lay it up and in, and one! Everly fouled him from behind. That's the second foul, and Paxton Bowers continues his dominance here. He has 16. And he'll have a chance to get an and one here, finish it off. You're wondering, he's got 64% of the team's points. And no, I did not do that math in my head. I'm not quite that good. The free throw is good from Paxton Bowers. He is a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line so far tonight. 28-19. Inbound for Everly. It's Peterson, defended by Becker, all the way across half court. Goes to the near side. A drive, loses it. Sophomore guard, bounce pass. The far side wing for Everly. Got a Penny from the wing on the near side. Bounce pass, trying to find Windmeyer. Nice job diving on the floor for it, and it'll be a jump ball instead of a turnover. That was well done. Again, Kelby Windmeyer turned that. Well, I guess it technically would be a turnover because possession arrow favors Charlie. But either way, nice hustle by the junior forward for Jonathan West. Michael Albers on the bench to start with three personal fouls. He had three blocks, but a little too physical towards the end of the second quarter. He picked up that third foul. Far side wing with it is Mav Becker. Now top of the key catch for Reese Tanking. Becker gets it right back. Crossover dribble. Trying to get past Peterson, and he gets bumped. He passes it outside, trying to find Brett Heidemann. It was deflected and tipped out of bounds, and he'll stay with the Panthers. So Albers now will check in. He'll come in for Cooper Everly. With 6:13 to go in the third quarter, 28-19 Centralia. And now the fur will go to the backcourt with it for Matt Becker. A rare three-bounce pass. You don't see too many of those in basketball. Short corner catch for Heidemann. Pass fake, and now he will throw it out to Tanky. With a tip by Whitmire and picked off. One-on-one fast break. Right side. Lays up short. Missed it. He short-armed it. Hit it up against the rim in the backboard, and he's limping going the other way. And the other way, a layup up and in one. Paxton Bowers. The nice feed to Reese Tanking. Laid it up and in and one. Reese Tanking now with 9 points. Again, Whitmire was slow to get up. Kind of stumbled forward. Staying in the game, though, it looks like. Albers will now come to the bench with his fourth personal foul. That is incredibly significant. Donovan West trying to make a comeback now with only five, maybe another six players they can use. The end one is completed. Tanking knocks it down. He has 10 points. So a smaller lineup in for Donovan West, five guards. He's going to find somebody open on the press break, and the pass is almost thrown away to Tyler Jones, but it's off his foot and into the hands of Dustin Beach. The Mustangs stay safe. Bob inside to Windmeyer, goes down low, far side block, shut up short, rebound Duke Kimmel. Bringing it up is Bowers, driving. Beach hooked it free, Bowers gets it back. He'll try to drive again, he does, gets past Beach, shut up no good, hit by Kimmel out of bounds, and it'll go to Donovan West. This opportunity there for Bowers. He got by Beach not once, but twice. They couldn't get it. Go through the hoop. Another press from Centralia. Everly in trouble. And timeout called by Coach Sheldon of Donovan West. 31-19, our score in favor of Centralia. 5:31 to go. This will be a 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfort, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfort, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the rake, a Kelby Whitmire missed mid-range jumper and a foul against Hudson Penny on the rebound. That'll be a second. Team foul number three with 5:23 to go in the third quarter, 31-19 Centralia. A strong start to this third quarter. They outscored Seneca West 8-3. Three ball on the way. Reese tanking is good. That was about 4 or 5 feet from beyond the three-point line, making an 11-3 run for the Panthers. He has 12. And now a takeaway. Timble gives up to tanking. Mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound Timble. His put back off the glass too strong from the left side. Rebound by Kelby Whitmire. Peterson up the near side. He's up to Everly, crossover dribble, goes back to his right. He's up his dribble, just outside the elbow on the right side. Peterson, near side corner, head fake Penny, drives baseline, dish off at the elbow. Whitmire, he had an open look, but didn't see it. Coach Shelton wanted him to take it. Kick it out to Beach for three, swish! Justin Beach with his first basket of the game. Fourth leading scorer on the season is 34-22. Pass fake Oliver to the far side. He'll drive left. Spins to the inside. Beautiful lay up and in. Put him in the spin cycle. And Oliver with his first points of the game. Now whistle and a blocking foul called against Tyler Jones. He's not happy about it. That'll be a second. So already 13 points for Centralia in the first half of this third quarter. There's 4:04 left to go. Matt Becker, Brett Heidemann checking in for Duke Timmel. And Quentin Aldifer. A couple of threes for Jonathan West here in this third quarter. So they got in there 6 points in the frame. Peterson bounced fast. Top of the key. Picked off. Becker on the run. Lay it up in. No good. He missed the layup and layup. Come back the other way. Baseball pass deflected but into the hands of Whitmire. Far side corner. Three for Everly. Blocked by Tyler Jones. Into the hands of Reese Tanking. Bowers up the far side. Pass fake. Hand off Tanking. Near side wing catch for Becker. They'll try a three straight away. That one is good. He knocked down another one. He is on fire. 9 points in the quarter for Reese Tanking. He has 16. And a timeout is called by head coach Derek Shelton of Northwest. He is not happy. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MNC Sports Radio Network.
So much more than just prescriptions. Here's Johnny Schlatter at Onega Pharmacy.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a front end that a lot of the ladies seem to come in and really shop around a lot. There's candles, seasonal. She really changes out the seasonal stuff. So our soda fountain as well. Opened it back up and it is running hot and heavy again. You want a good cherry limeade, come to Onega Pharmacy. You'll never go get one at Sonic again.
Onega Pharmacy, open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and Saturdays 9 to noon. Find Onega Pharmacy on Facebook or stop by and downtown Onega.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Got a final score in the other gym. A close one after it was a large lead for Hanover. Guy Heights crawls back in it. And they end up falling, though. Final score of 55-49. So the winner of this game will take on Valley Heights. And as of right now, it's looking like it's going to be Centralia. 39-22 Centralia lead. as the Panthers have scored 16 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Three ball, far side corner, off the backboard, no good. Somehow off the backboard from the corner. Rebound, Jonathan West, putback no good for Dustin Beach. It wasn't a putback because Kelby Windmeyer got the rebound. Bounce pass, drive middle, Jones out of control, and he's fouled, a bailout foul. Somebody just stepped in front of him, that would have been an easy offensive foul. Tyler Jones is a big dude, though, so I don't blame him for not trying. Also, with the amount of fouls that Jonathan West has, too, kind of difficult to get yourself to possibly commit another one, as that free throw for Jones is no good. Tyler Jones listed as 6 foot sophomore. And he is a stocky young fella, as that one is good. He's 1 for 2. His first point of the day. 2:55 left to go here in this third quarter. Peterson from the middle. Looks to his right. And a whistle and a hold is called against Matt Becker. Not much contact there. Senior not happy about that call. Another reminder that our first game tomorrow will be the semifinal between Clifton Clyde and Axtell Boys. It'll be at 3 o'clock. Following that up with a girls semifinal between Valley Heights and Centralia, as a whistle and a foul for Reese Tankin. And that will be his third. And then to finish off tonight, we'll have Hanover versus the winner of this one. Which again, Hanover won 55-49, as that's your scoring update brought to you by Whole House Auto House in Fairview. The 1, the 4, the 2, and looking like it's probably going to be the 3 advancing, so all chalk here on the boys' bracket. Girls, very similar, except it's the 5 instead of the 4, so pretty chalky on that side of the things, too. I'd like to thank today's sponsors, Medina State Bank, SBS Insurance, and Winkman Oil Company for making today's broadcast possible. Everly driving in the lane, makes the shot off the basket, and 1. And Cooper Everly, now with 4 points. And that foul goes against Tyler Jones. That is going to be his third. 2.5 to go in this third quarter. And Everly trying to finish off a 3-point play. On the way and off the left side, no good. Jonathan West just 1 for 4 shooting free throws today. Far side corner, Jones with it. Bowers, top of the key, Heideman now near side wing. 1 dribble for Aldifer, gives it to the top of the key, Jones. Far side wing, swing around to Bowers on the far side. 2:13 to go in the third quarter. 16-point Panther lead. Again, it was 14-13 until a 10-2 run at the end of the second quarter for Centralia. And a fantastic offensive effort here in this third quarter by Centralia. Spin, that was like a travel off the glass. No good for Brett Heideman. And rebound for the Mustangs. Far side crossover dribble, Everly. Near side wing catch for Dustin Beach. A give to Hudson Penny, and he'll bring it to the middle instead of a new play. Far side wing catch made by Peterson. Windmeyer fell to come up and set the screen. Wrap around pass on the baseline to get to Penny. Drive by Beach to shot to Windmeyer. Pass almost too high for Penny. Good job leaving to get that one through. And a 17-footer too strong on the run. Rebound Centralia. Right side, Bowers. All the way to the basket, no good. Tipped by Heideman, and Tyler Jones can't save it out of bounds. It'll go to Dr. West. So it was 16 points in the first 4 minutes of the second half for Centralia. Only 1 point since then in the last 3 minutes, but still, they're well in control of this one. Their defense has kind of been making up for it. 1:03 now left to go here in this third quarter. Near side wing catch for Dustin Beach. Defended by Heideman. Drives baseline. Shot about the last. No good as he got around him. And rebounds Centralia. Aldifer tried pushing it, but now slows it up. That's what you want to do for Centralia. Just milk the clock here. No need to work too fast. Take a bad shot and let Jonathan West get back in this one. High post catch. Heideman kick far side corner to his brother Henry. He fires a 17-footer. That one's no good. Picked up in the air. And the foul on the rebound against the Panthers after the miss. That foul goes against Altifer. That is his first. And team's fifth. So that will send Hudson Penny to the free throw line to shoot two. With 30.7 seconds left in the third. First free throw for Penny on its way. Left short. Those just joining us. Second game of our doubleheader. Centralia versus Donovan West girls. 50-42 is the final score. 31 points for Owen Dieters. 12 of 18 from the free throw line. Second free throw on its way, and that one is good. So Penny goes 1-for-2 that time from the free throw line. 27 seconds left. One more shot coming up here for Centralia before the end of the fourth quarter. So Owen Dieters breaking down her day. 18 points in the second half. Only 3 field goal makes in the second half. Here's a drive and a kick. She had 11 points off of free throws in the second half. Step back 3, 5 seconds left for Bowers. Is good somehow. Dustin Beach is like, what do I got to do to stop this guy? He has 20 points. That is the end of the quarter. That was incredible stuff from Paxton Bowers, the 6-foot senior for the Panthers. 20 third quarter points for Centralia. It's 43-25. We'll take a break for a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is offering big savings with the Rick's Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. Save up to 72% off on Wick's filters, plus many other ag-related products on sale with your bumper-to-bumper auto parts specialist. Elmer's Repair has all the ag parts and repairs you need. And you can save big bucks with their annual Wick's Premium Filter Sale January 22nd through February 2nd. All Wick's filters are up to 72% off. Elmer's Repair in Centralia and online at elmersrepair.com.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
KMZA.
43-25. Our scores to go to the fourth quarter. I'd like to thank today's sponsors. First National Bank of Frankfort, VND Buildings, Blue Valley Technologies, Hilltop Creations, Cook & Company, and BB Brothers Contractor. Hudson Penny with it for Donovan West to start out the fourth quarter. Jab fake for Everly. Entry pass, Kelly Whitmire. Wraparound pass, 3 balls. Hudson Penny, 3. That one too strong. And missed time jump by Whitmire and a rebound for Quentin Altifers. He didn't have to jump for that one. 20 points for Paxton Bowers. 16 for Reese Tanking. They scored 20 points in the quarter. Shot no good. Too strong. Offensive rebound to Kimmel. Lay up and in. And one. Duke Kimmel with 4 points now. He's the first person for Centralia not named Bowers or Tanking to have multiple field goal makes. As for Jonathan West, 6 points for Hudson Penny. And 5 for Kelby Whitmire. Everybody else 4 or less. That foul goes against Kelby Whitmire. His second. Centralia's defense ramping up here in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter as well. Timmel lets go his free throw, and that is too strong. And a rebound for the Mustangs. Timmel now 0 for 3 from the free throw line today. An 11-3 Centralia run to start the third quarter. They scored 16 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter as a layup no good from the right side for Zessa Beach. Rebound Centralia. That's all but locked up this game. It's now 45-25. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. As it will most likely be Centralia taking on Hanover tomorrow in the second semifinal, which will be at 6 o'clock. We'll be broadcasting that one. Bowers uses a screen for Timmel. Goes to his left. Holes. No good. And rebound Tanking. Tanking gets it. Near side corner, top of the key catch, jab step for Altifer, and looks like he shoveled his feet, should have been a travel, nothing called though. Hand it back to Becker. Timmel, pass fake, they'll give it to Tanking. Couple dribbles to his left, step-back jumper off the heel. No good. Rebound, Simmel. He had it poked out of his hands, though. It'll stay with the Panthers. I want to see some more diversity in the scoring for Centralia if you want to beat Hanover tomorrow. Having 20 for Bowers and 16 for taking is great, but if nobody else has more than 5, then you're not going to be in a great spot. It's a layup no good off the inbound for Bowers, but a putback up and in for Duke Timmel. He lays it up and in and one. Another and one opportunity. As mentioned, he's 0 for 3 from the free throw line. We'd love to change that right here. Who's going to be that third guy for Centralia that's going to step up? Duke Timmel has kind of been that guy this season, averaging 9.1 points and 9.7 rebounds. As Michael Albers was charged for that personal foul, that is his fifth, so he is done. 6:14 to go left in this ball game. Kelly Winmeyer will check back in, and they'll most likely stick with that five for the rest of the ball game. They briefly brought Max Wagoner into the ball game late in the second quarter. He has not seen action since then. Free throw for Timmel on its way, and that one is no good, and a lane violation, so it's not going to count either way. Well, it was a great start to the game for Donovan West. Had a 7-0 run to start the second quarter, and they got out to a 14-13 lead. But since then, it has been all Centralia. 10-2 run to end the half. They trailed by 7 going into the third quarter. But Centralia outscored them 20-9 in the third quarter. And they have outscored them 4-0 in this opening 2 minutes of this fourth quarter as well to extend their lead to 22. The largest lead of the game. Nice backdoor cut, but pass is too far in front of Eberle. It's stolen by Timmel. He'll get it. Left-handed layup. Good. Well, actually, it's from the left side. He shot it with his right hand. Timmel, after not a great first three quarters, now has 8 points thanks to 6 fourth-quarter points in garbage time. His stats look a little bit better for tonight, but he's done a fantastic job defensively and on the boards as well. So I'll give him his credit there. Entry pass to Whitmire, falling away. Shot up no good over Timmel, and then he'll get another rebound. Outlet pass to Tanking, who has 16 points, with 9 of those coming in the third quarter. The other 7 coming in the first quarter. The story of the day is in Paxton Bowers. He had 8 second quarter points, 6 more in the third quarter, including a fadeaway three-pointer with a hand in his face. Knocked it down either way. Nice wide-open look for Bowers. He'll lay it up. Oh, he missed it. And a jump ball on the rebound. That's the second time they missed a bunny. Matt Becker missed one earlier. Jump ball will keep possession with Centralia. Heideman Brothers and Tyler Jones checking in for Timmel, Bowers, and Tanking. Aldifer and Becker staying in for the Panthers. Also in the game for the first time tonight for Donovan West is Hayden Paulino. Made a basket, missed who that was, unfortunately. Apologize for that. Was looking in my program. 51-25 now the score. Floater is short for Peterson. Rebound Becker. Going the other way. Fast break and a dish to Aldifer and a laid up and in. And he's putting Aldifer with 4 points now. Timeout called by Nick Evans of Centralia. 53-25 with 4:36 left to go. 60-second break. We'll take all 60 of those seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
53-25, our score, fourth quarter, 4:36 left to go. Centralia has all but wrapped this one up. And Centralia will be taking on Hanover in the other semifinal. First semifinal will be between Clifton Clyde and Axel. We'll be broadcasting both of those games, 3 o'clock for the Clifton Clyde Axel game, 6 o'clock for Hanover Centralia. And we'll also be broadcasting the game at 4:30 between Valley Heights and Centralia girls as well. A pretty chalky TBL tournament despite the fields being so strong as Cooper Everly makes one going to his right as his first basket of the quarter and the first point of the quarter for Jonathan West. Pitcher pass to Brett Heideman deflected out of bounds by Kelly Windmeyer. We talk about how strong the fields are, but we have 1, 2, 3, 4 seeds on the boys' side, 1, 2, 3, and 5 seeds on the girls' side, with the 5 seed on the girls' side being Hanover, knocking off 4 seed Hanover last night, 46-39. Aiden Talley in for Centralia as well. And so is Ben Haberkamp. And some of the second string guys come in, get some minutes. Definitely a good sign in a quarterfinal matchup of the TBL tournament. Love to see that if you're Centralia. Let your guys get some rest before playing again tomorrow in less than 24 hours. Jones has it with 3.5 to go, 53-27 Centralia. Aiden Talley comes out to get it. Brother of Trenton Talley, who was the leading scorer for the Panthers last year. All-state selection. It's a pass off the foot of a Mustang. So it'll stay with Centralia. Now checking back in the game is Max Wagoner. And first time we get to see Isaac Idle. Idle played a handful of minutes last year. First time getting tournament action this year. Entry pass, nice find, layup it in, left side, Henry Heideman, his first basket of the game. Centralia now with 10 points here in the fourth quarter, compared to Jonathan West, just 2. They now lead 55-27, a 28-point lead for Centralia. And this thing was close, midway through the second quarter. Shot on the run by Everly, no good. Offensive rebound, Windmeyer, putback is good. Windmeyer now with 7. First basket of the second half for Kelby Windmeyer. Aiden Talley dumps it back. Driving left, shot off the glass. No good for Ben Haberkamp. He'll get his own miss as the deflection comes out to him from beyond the perimeter. Brett Heideman comes out of the perimeter, made the catch. His floater no good with his left hand. Offensive rebound, Talley. He'll kick it out, but he has it taken away by Windmeyer. Back the other way, Windmeyer, floater short. Rebound by Tyler Jones. He slips and has it poked away by Windmeyer, loose on the floor. And he dives out of bounds as he continues to hustle. Fantastic hustle by Kelby Windmeyer. You can tell how badly he wants this, even though they're down by 26. Just excellent hustle, and he is in some pain here. And he's going to go ahead and come out. Now holding his midsection. And in the game for the first time for Jonathan West is Levi York, freshman. He'll catch it here. That's the near side corner for Paulino. And a pass intended for Wagoner is into the backcourt and out of bounds. And it'll go to Centralia. Also in the game for the Panthers is Landon Heller. And as well as Lawson Osterhaus. The 2:06 to go, 55-29. Panthers have dominated the second half. They controlled most of the first half, but Jonathan West, they were in it for most of that opening 16 minutes. Drive, shot off the glass. No good, but Henry Heideman fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot 2 after Max Wagoner made some contact with him. Reminder, our post-game show coming up next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. I'll sum up this one and get you ready once again for tomorrow's action as the first free throw is good for Henry Heideman. Speaking of free throws, how about the free throws from Centralia, the girls, earlier, as that second free throw is no good, a long rebound secured by Hayden Paulino. Again, it was Owen Dieter's She was 12 of 18, but also Tava Gibbs was 4 for 6 in the fourth quarter. And Hayden Kramer was 5 for 5 all game, including 4 for 4 in the fourth quarter. And that made a big difference because they only ended up making a handful of field goals in that second half. Whistle on the foul against Donovan West. Down low against Hayden Paulino. So Paxton Bauer scored 20 points in this one. Coming in all of his points coming in the first three quarters. That's a shot up no good for Aiden Talley, but it'll go to the line to shoot two. Twenty points for Bauer, 16 for Reese Tanking, and Duke Timmel had 2 points in the first three quarters, but 6 in the fourth quarter to give him 8. As Aiden Talley makes his first free throw. 1:37 now left to go, just waiting for the final score to be determined in this one. As that one, he knocks it home as well. Yeah, timeout, just a substitute. As Derek Blanton checks in, another freshman for Donovan West, and now Parker Allen will check in as well. 58-29, a 29-point lead. Centralia has now doubled up the Mustangs. Here's Idle with it, near side wing. Having left side, bounce pass wrap around is out of the hands of his intended target, Blanton. It was stolen away. But stepping on the line was Ben Haberkamp, so Donovan West gets possession back. Inbound goes to Idol. And he throws it away. Going back the other way, Haberkamp after the steal, will lay it up. And this is short. Good defense on that try, but an offensive rebound by Aiden Talley. We'd like to thank our sponsors from today's broadcast, Helena AgriSystem, Onega Pharmacy, and Elmo's Repair and Supply for making all of our broadcasts today possible. Now a turnover by Centralia with 1:10 to go. Try to find some scores around our area as well. And if you want to stay up to date on those, be sure to check out our website, mscsports.net. Got a bunch of different tournaments going on around the area. Holton defeating Hiawatha 58-43. That is in the Thunder Classic. After Holton lost to St. Mary's yesterday, and Hiawatha fell as well. In the Burlington invite, Sabetha falling to Silver Lake 59-17, and Sabetha defeating Levenet County 53-41. Marcus Bauman and Christian McAfee both at 15 points apiece. And also Jackson Heights, a tough day against St. Mary's. They have been such a strong force. A turnover here now in Donovan West going to Centralia's way. Final score between that one, St. Mary's 50, Jackson Heights 18. Scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. It's time to update your vehicle. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. 13 seconds left, just holding it out. 60-29 is going to be your final score. 17 more points for the Panthers in this final frame. And that is going to do it. How about Centralia outscoring Donovan West 37-13 in the second half? And Centralia is on the semifinals to take on Hanover. Let's take a break. We'll wrap this one up on our Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
The Bendina State Bank welcomes you to come in and see for yourself the commitment that each and every one of the staff represents. They offer many services, including standard checking and savings accounts, plus loans for agriculture, home, and auto. Stop in today and utilize the many services they offer. The Bendina State Bank, making life better right here at home. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate.
We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors.
We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts.
Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Are you tired of one-size-fits-all insurance? Become a champion of choice with an independent insurance agent. We're not tied to one company. At SVS Insurance Agency, we shop a variety of options to find the coverage that suits you. Experience the freedom of tailored insurance solutions, personalized service, and unwavering support. Choose SVS today. Your coverage, your way. Call us and let us navigate the insurance maze for you.
SVS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Save 20 cents a gallon with the DinoPay app when you fill up your fuel tank at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and also in Waterville and Blue Rapids. Download the DinoPay app and start saving today. Receive 20 cents off per gallon using your Mobile Advantage debit. Find all the details and start saving your 20 cents per gallon at Silver Creek Convenience Store in Seneca, Home City Depot, and in Waterville and Blue Rapids.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
KMZA.
Final score in the boys' game, 60-29. And Centralia is on to the semifinals. Taking a look at your individual totals. But first, I'd like to thank our post-game sponsor, Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at beoutdoors.com. So, leading the way in scoring for Donovan West, with 7 points was Kelby Winmeyer, 6 points apiece for Hudson Petty and Cooper Eberle, 3 points apiece for Coulter Peterson and Dustin Beach, and 2 points for Michael Albers, who fouled out of the game with a few minutes into the fourth quarter. As for Centralia, 20 points for Paxton Bowers, 16 for Reese Tanking. Both of those two set up for the majority of the fourth quarter. Duke Kimmel, he scored 6 points in the fourth quarter, 8 for the ball game as well. So as for your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank, in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. That is going to be Paxton Bowers. What a game he had. 8 points in the second quarter, 6 more in the third quarter, including that ridiculous step-back fadeaway three with a hand in his face. He knocked that home in his final basket of the game. Oh, and by the way, he also was 4 for 4 from the free throw line to boot. So Paxton Bowers, your player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank. So we'll have a recap of the action tonight posted here shortly on our website, msesports.net. As mentioned, all of our area tournaments are wrapping up their day today, and we'll post our scores as quickly as possible, and we'll finish up posting those again tomorrow as those scores continue to trickle in to the late hours tonight and the early morning hours tomorrow. And we'll have all of the matchups for the games moving forward, including tomorrow's games here in the TVL. Those will also be on our website here very shortly, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Well, from Kurt back in the booth, I'm Jared Sluppy. Thank you so much for tuning in here tonight. You've been listening to TVL Basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.